Hello.
Hi, Clyde. Good afternoon. This is Alex. How are you?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Alex. You might have spoken to one of my colleagues, but I was actually calling about their property in Halifax Avenue. You filled out a form on our website online.
Okay. Hold the pen. Hold on 1 second. Let me get something to write with 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, what's the property address?
The address of the property, it's 1812 Halifax Avenue in Richmond.
And what's the zip? 23?
23224.
Okay, so, and what room is it? Maybe you were on Zillow, were you?
I'm not on Zillow. A form was submitted to us. It says that you're the one who submitted the form. We have a form on our website.
Okay.
And it was way back 2004, September of 2004, actually. You might have spoken with one of my colleagues who's not with the company anymore, and I'm just trying to pick up the the contacts that we currently have. Wanted to see if they're still, you know, interested in selling or not, and see if it's going to be a good fit for us.
Okay, so you want to buy the property on Halifax 1812?
We are interested, yeah.
Okay, so what's your offer?
Right now, I might have need a couple of information from you for us to run our numbers.
Okay.
So, can you... can you tell me a little bit about the condition of the property or what's going on?
Well, it's just, it actually was owned by my husband who passed away.
Sorry about that.
And I have gotten a couple of inquiries.
Okay.
About the property, but I always ask what's the offer, and I don't hear anything more.
You know, I wanted to be very honest. I am calling just to really know if you're really selling or not. But Forrest, he's the owner of the company. He's the CEO and my boss. Maybe would be able to provide you an offer. So, if it's okay for you, if you're available for a call back maybe on Monday or, maybe later this afternoon. Actually, it's already evening. I could go ahead and set up a call between you and him. So I only have the pictures on Zillow. I don't know if this is still updated. I don't know if you can also send me some updated pictures. So if is it vacant right now or you're living in it?
No, it's vacant.
Okay, it's vacant. And you just live in the area as well? Case that we want to meet you.
I live in Henrico.
Okay, gotcha. So you're pretty close if we wanted to meet you at the property and if we wanted to take a look at it.
Let me know, when you're available, and we'll look at our schedules and we can hook up.
Okay. So let's see. I'm just trying to check Forrest. His name is Forrest McGee, so he's also a real estate agent in case that you wanted to go that route. But, if you're looking for a cash offer.
Forrest McGee is his name?
Yes.
Okay, G-E-E. Okay.
M-C-G-H-E-E. Yeah.
Oh, G-H-E-E. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
Okay.
But, okay. Give me a call. He can give me a call, and we can just kind of hook up.
Okay. Monday, are you available, or you think you can, you have time, around 5:30 or...
Well, we'll see. I'll put this down Monday. Will he call and
Monday.
Confirm?
Okay. Monday, so just I'm looking at his calendar. He's available at 1:30 in the afternoon on Monday. Are you available at that time?
Available to after 5.
That's fine, too. Do you want it to do 5:30 or 6:30 p.m. would be better?
No, 5:30 will be good.
Okay, let's do that. Monday, 5:30 p.m. I'll schedule a call between you and Forrest. Any else that you wanted to let me know about the property, though? Maybe he could get a better idea and, run his numbers in advance.
No, I mean, we can just have a conversation and be
Okay.
okay.
All right,
All right.
let's do that since he's someone is going to give you an offer.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much as well, Clyde. You have yourself a nice weekend. I appreciate your
Yes,
time.
you as well. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.